Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Connor Green behind the glass. I'll be with you for about 4 hours. We got plenty to do. What is usually the best weekend of the football calendar, the divisional playoffs, and I will say that by and large, the games were okay. The one tonight, fun, but we didn't get, there was no classic. Good games, fun games, no absolute blowouts, but no classic is my review, big picture. However, this time of year, I'll give you our themes for the program, legacy. We always talk legacy, and tonight, a legacy game sitting out there. Josh versus Lamar with Patrick waiting. That's the legacy narrative. Now, neither quarterback, the two leading MVP candidates for the regular season MVP, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, it's going to come down to one of the two of them. Neither one played like an MVP tonight. We've seen both these players. Not just play better in the regular season, but play better in the playoffs. Neither quarterback. Now, some of that you could tell me it's a little snowy or whatever. It wasn't like it was in Philadelphia, though. I mean, it wasn't a winter wonderland snow globe. But it obviously had an impact on the game. And ultimately, you feel terrible for Lamar Jackson. The turnovers. And when we think about this game, and we talk about legacy and Lamar Jackson, this multiple MVP, two-time right now. He very well may win the regular season MVP for this year. Had a historic season this year, regular season. So he could end up being a three-time MVP by the time we get to next summer. And we're heading to training camp and thinking about a new year. And the whole offseason narrative is still going to be Lamar Jackson, and that there's regular season Lamar, and that there's playoff Lamar. And that is going to haunt him and be part of the conversation until he, ideally wins a Super Bowl, certainly gets to a Super Bowl. And the hard part, of course, for Lamar, for Josh Allen, is that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they're the big whale. They are sitting there. Everybody has to go through them. And it's like Michael Jordan, the Jordan era, and great players who never won titles because they had to go through Michael Jordan. and, you know, Tom Brady, obviously, the Brady era. But what we're seeing right now, I mean, we are seeing absolutely, this is some of it's the rules of the NFL making it easier for offenses, but we are seeing a golden age for quarterback play right now in the AFC. With Patrick Mahomes, with Josh Allen, with Lamar Jackson, with Joe Burrow, we are seeing phenomenal talent at the quarterback position. And yet, three of those guys don't have rings. Patrick Mahomes has three rings and the Chiefs hoping for a never before done three-peat in the Super Bowl era. Now Josh Allen gets his chance with the Bills to go into Kansas City and to try and slay the beast, the dragon, kill the white whale, whatever you want to call him, but to knock off Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And you know, when you think of the whole weekend and all of that, so we're going to dive into that. Josh, Lamar, Patrick, legacy. We're going to get into that and some of those stats. So that's one topic about to dive into. I'll give you a second theme and topic to open the show. So if one is legacy, the second theme and topic is nightmare. Nightmare, as in nightmare scenario for John Mara and every Giants fan. The NFC Championship game is an NFC East showdown, and in one corner, you got the Eagles and former Giant Saquon Barkley, who John Mara is seeing in his sleep, running for records up and down the field, showing what Saquon could have been if the Giants had ever hired an offensive line coach like Jeff Stoutland that the Eagles have and had the ability to draft and develop offensive line talent the way the Eagles can. When you have an outstanding offensive line, which the Eagles have, and you open holes the size of the Grand Canyon, then yes, Saquon Barkley is going to plow through them and run away from everybody. He's a great running back, and good for him that we get to see what he can be behind a dominant, outstanding offensive line. Something he never had with the Giants. And honestly, in his prime, in his career, before he got to be an old man, he was never going to have an outstanding offensive line with the Giants. So nightmare scenario in one corner is Saquon Barkley and the Eagles. And then nightmare scenario number two for the Giants in the other corner, Jaden Daniels, the Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels, the rookie quarterback that if the Giants had been able to draft in the top three last year in a dominant, dream quarterback talent draft and could have gotten Jaden Daniels or Drake May, then maybe, just maybe, the Giants would actually have hope for the next decade. But instead, it's the Washington Commanders, who, by the way, used to be the doormat of the NFC East. The Giants, for all that was bad and ailed them, they could at least turn around and look and go, well, there's always Washington. They have the worst owner in the NFL in Daniel Snyder. The Giants beat up on them and regularly beat them. So you can look down on them. The whole point of hiring, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and this new regime that was brought in 3 years ago, the goal was try and close the gap between the Giants. And even after Shane and Daboll's first year, when the Giants miraculously, with a soft schedule, overachieve and go to the playoffs, and then they get shellacked by the Eagles, and they go into the offseason after that first year, 2 years ago, And the goal is to close the gap in the NFC East between the Giants and, at that time, the thought was Eagles and Cowboys. Well, here we are. Nightmare scenario for Giants fans. And the gap? Just bigger and bigger. The Giants are going in the opposite direction nowhere. And now the Washington Commanders show that's how you do a rebuild. Some of it's luck. You have to be bad in a year when there are great quarterbacks available. And then some of it is new ownership, a new general manager, a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, you know, a new mindset, a new culture in Washington, and belief behind this rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels, who already is a top eight quarterback in the league and showing that potential to be a top five guy. You want to tell me he's top five now? You can make that case. Yeah. And, well, if John Mara was losing sleep before, Giants fans, losing sleep before, who are you rooting for? Between the Eagles with former Giant Saquon Barkley or the Washington Commanders with the rookie quarterback, one you can feel like the one that got away, that you can dream on, that you couldn't draft because the Giants had a few of those fun Tommy DeVito chicken parm wins last season and instead end up outside looking in. 888-808-1019. So we've got legacy and we've got nightmare as two themes. And we're going to dive into all the games from the weekend and, you know, analyze each one of them, look ahead to what will be a really fun Chiefs-Bills, you know, continuation of that head-to-head that Josh Allen in the playoffs has never been able to beat Mahomes and the Chiefs. Done it in the regular season, has not been able to do it in the playoffs. And is this the year finally that Josh Allen breaks through? Because the potential for his legacy, we know he's a great player. No doubt about that. He's a great player. But needs to beat Mahomes and the Chiefs. And think about what would happen if Josh Allen gets a ring. What does that do to his legacy, to the narrative around it? Because right now, just like we said about Lamar, there still is for Josh Allen that feeling that, you know what, great player in the regular season and has had some, you know, really good playoff games, but hasn't been able to get it done in the playoffs, hasn't been able to break through and win the big one. Legacy. 888-808-1019. We'll take a quick break. We will be back with your calls. You can also...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hit me up on Twitter, at L. Rubinson, and we'll dive into these games further. Mistakes, Mark Andrews, if there's somebody who's going to be more sick to their stomach in the offseason, hard-pressed to think that somebody is going to have a tougher offseason, they're going to feel worse than Mark Andrews is for the Baltimore Ravens. Had the game on his hands, in his hands a few times. Killed momentum with his fumble, which, you know what, big fella? I appreciate you trying to get every extra yard. I know you haven't fumbled since 2019. But in the, you know, snowy turf, slick football, don't be spinning around for extra yardage. Stay north-south. Put your head down in that situation. Baltimore had all the momentum in the world, and he turns the ball over. Huge, huge play there. And then, of course, the game in his hands, two-point conversion in his hands. Lamar puts the football on him in the end zone. Catch that football. He would tell you he should catch it 10 times out of 10. He drops it. What should have been the tying two-point conversion. Right now, we should be in overtime. We should have been. I should be talking about, or Mahomes, Josh Allen would have had a little time there to then maybe do something and get a field goal, show us something, whatever it is. But we should have had more football. We got deprived of something that could have been a classic, an overtime game, or a signature moment for Josh Allen to have to come back with less than 2 minutes and drag his team to a win. And we didn't get that. That got fumbled away. That got dropped in the end zone. And instead, here we are. But we also talk about some play calls that I thought were some head scratchers. I've got one for and for Baltimore, actually some play calling in general that I want to get on. And then in the first game today, for what was looking like Philadelphia rolling over, you know, and finishing up the Rams, and yet the Rams have an opportunity at the end to come back and win that game. And there was a McVay call, Sean McVay call late in that game that I thought was a big mistake. And obviously went south. So 888-808-1019. Lori Rubinson here. We'll be right back.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.